Dr. Sadie Allison was here yesterday. She is a sex expert. And do we have one of these babies? Which one do we have here? Okay. Todd, do you want to try
where's
this?
Yeah, I do.
Is this working here?
Todd is single.
Oh, there we go.
I don't want to speak out of turn.
Now, Todd, these are panties. They're a bit frilly. And then in
they
the
might be too frilly for you.
Oh, that's the remote control front control device?
Yes. In the front naughty, there is a vibrating device. Now, nice. Christy, do you want to handle this? This is from a place called Tickle Kitty and Dr. Sadie Allison.
Let's go, Todd.
Dr. Sadie Allison brought these in. Also, we do
this
have...
This is the type of content you can expect at Barstool Indy. Todd putting on panties. This
all right.
I'm
nice.
Excited about this. That looks good on you.
Okay, now it's sort of like a cod piece.
They ride low.
Yeah,
they do ride low. I had them on yesterday.
Okay, now...
that was right on the tank.
Yeah. That's
low.
That's where you want
it. Is that where it's supposed to go?
That's good description.
Thank you.
I heard you're supposed to move it back to the...
Once again,
no kidding.
What?
Do I sit or stand?
See, this is like a police. This is like a stakeout in a movie. Todd.
Todd, sometimes you can say no. You know, you can say no to things.
Now, I wore them yesterday. You don't necessarily want to say no.
It's nice. I kind of like it.
Now, Christy, you have the controls. Once again, Todd McComas, former police. This is like a stakeout. Remember, you guys are sitting in the van. And you've got some guy wired. And you're. I didn't say anything about fingering. Be quiet.
That's my fault.
If I would have had these in my old stakeout days, a lot of bad guys would have gotten away with it.
There's a shot. Shot to the tank.
This is Christy.
Now, Christy can actually speak into that thing.
But
she's
that
firing
work?
That thing away.
Is it going?
Yeah, it's like a machine gun.
I'm not touching it.
Ooh. We're not?
Put the microphone down.
Is it? Why does it keep going off? I'm like,
okay.
It's picking up our audio, I think.
Oh, is it go off that?
Yes. Yeah.
Hello!
Ooh.
So it's a remote-controlled pair of panties.
All I have to do is talk.
Now,
it's like being back in Tijuana again.
Tijuana.
Except...
Would you own a pair of these? You would, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, I would.
I think they're for ladies. But
they are. Guys can enjoy them too, right, Josh?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're not alone.
Try these. Are you going to try these?
You're not alone here, Todd.
Absolutely.
Come
not.
On.
It's 2017.
Put them on McAfee.
Come on.
You're not in the league anymore. There's
Let's
no
try
shield.
Come
Put
on.
Them on, McAfee.
Barstool.
No, I'm proud that you did it, though.
Chick, you haven't worn them yet.
I've got a feeling I'm seeing the direction of your new show on Barstool.
I believe
the word stooge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Todd McComas has just become the... You're going to be the go-to guy.
This? Welcome to the club.
This is where the magic is right there.
Oh, that's where it all happens right there.
Now, Chick is sort of wearing sweatpants. Let's get him to put those on. He'll
Oh, you got your...
Chick,
your strip club
love
pants
it.
On. Yeah, those strip
oh, yes. There you go. You just sit on it.
All right, I don't feel anything yet.
Todd, I'm seeing in the future
nothing.
When
Chick has lost all feeling in his tank.
When this sort of thing needs to be done, you're going to be the guy out there.
Nope. Yeah, right?
I'm going to be the...
Do you have it on?
I see
you
a smile coming to your face.
I don't feel it when you talk. I was feeling it when you push the thing.
And how did it feel?
It was all right.
Really?
Sure. I enjoyed it.
I mean, it wasn't horrible.
Memories.
Not bad.
Memories? What?
What's that move called? The hummingbird? Is that what they call it?
I don't know, but I'm interested.
You tell me, Todd. You tell me, Todd.
You have my attention.
Wasn't that L.A. Law where he reversed his tongue or something? Is that what I'm...
What?
I don't remember.
I got that wrong.
Okay, now we have a couple of other things I think we could bring in here. Do you have the mustache? Is that thing functioning?
Oh, there's a vibrating mustache. Good idea.
Yes, we'll get to that.
There is?
What? There's a vibrating mustache?
Yeah.
We didn't see that yesterday.
These sex people are geniuses. Oh.
They are geniuses.
And then now
there's a whole team getting paid to come up with this.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
They have a convention.
She talked about it twice a year. There's a big expo.
And they have, you guys should send your crew out there. They have thousands of devices.
But I want to be in the meeting. You know, the conference meeting with the dry erase board where it's, all right, we have a mustache here, you think.
See, I want to name
right where the Hitler stash was, we put a vibrator right there. We put a vibrator right there.
Call it the Clitler.
So now.
Wouldn't that be? I mean,
hey,
that's,
Tom, I am hiring.
That's a slow pitch. I think that I'd love to name some of this stuff because some of it has kind of a dumb name.
The Clitler.
Like this is called the Womanizer.
Right.
But it's and
oh,
it's
the
a,
panties or what?
It, this is about this is sort of like the size of a large a computer mouse, and then it's got some kind of light ray.
Now, Christy.
You tried this yesterday.
You took one home yesterday, right?
Well, I took one. I forgot it. I didn't take it home. Oh. I found it on my desk this morning.
So she forgot.
What's it do exactly?
Here, hand it to Todd. It's like a handheld device.
And there's suction, too, right?
Suction. It's like a female...
beige machine.
Oh. Like a pocket rocket.
Is that a dude beige machine?
Yes, we have one of those in the other room also. Now, Pat, you want to try on the...
Oh, I see. But this is for a really small dude.
No, it's for the ladies.
For the very small dude, yeah.
And it's got
a large
or a really big woman.
I see. Yeah. This Todd, goes right on the face.
Yeah. And it has a light on it, so
on
you can...
On the what?
On the button.
Sensitive area.
Yeah. Never heard of it.
On the magic button.
It has a light on it so you can find things.
Oh, yeah. That makes it way easier.
Of course, for yourself, you know. Yeah.
No, for the ladies. For the you can see where you're going.
They can see in the dark.
You know, cupping.
Is it waterproof? That's my question.
I think it's water resistant. Okay. I don't think it's dishwasher safe. Where are you planning on putting it?
Well, because every once in a while you run into the sprinkler. Every once in a while you find a lady who's a sprinkler, you know, and you got a garbage bag your whole house.
Okay, Christy, pass this over.
You have
to Dexter up your bed.
We've mentioned that Pat McAfee has an excellent beard, but the mustache is still a little bit tentative.
Oh, my.
Now, Pat, this is kind of a handlebar mustache that vibrates. Do you want to try this on?
This is the Clitler.
No, this is this is a different cut. This is more of the what would you call it, Christy? A handlebar mustache?
Could you imagine
if you came to my bedroom wearing that? I would be
that's the vibration.
It's vibrating right now.
You look like you are currently listening to my mustache.
Yeah.
If you put on a tux, you'd be like a waiter at St. Elmo's.
Yeah, but for dudes, I want to tell you, this mustache here, not only do you look good, it looks natural. Doesn't it?
Handsome.
It looks very natural.
It looks very natural.
It seems as if this will take all the work out of everything. You can actually probably just take a snooze dough. Just kind of let the mustache do all the work. Yep. You said it. And forget it.
It's like the that would be the Pringle Tingle.
Some lazy
Pringles guy.
He does
Pringle
Tingle.
Yeah,
he looks like the Pringle guy. He does. Yeah.